The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, finally here on Curry and Clapo. We do it every Thursday. By the way, I want to start doing some more Tony Curry Lives in the mornings. I just got a lot going on. I'm working this business, and I'm just like, I'm pooped. But I need to do some stuff by myself. I'm going to bring back bone fragments.
Good.
Hey, when you think about flooding, do you ever think about Vermont?
No. I have a friend, my goddaughter, who's 12, is there at summer camp.
You know, you think of all the states, you never think about Vermont.
Well, I mean, did you ever think about Canada? I mean, wildfires?
No. Think about moose, though. All right, so we'll be on Fox 6, and we're going to be in studio at Fox 6 starting today for the first
time. Which side, and where do you want me to be in? On the inside?
Looking at the camera, I'm on the left side, so I'm assuming you have me on the right side, or they may have a side-by-side.
Let's see.
I have a feeling you're not going to end cap Mike Dubberly.
No. You never. No,
you'll be sitting right now. I can go on the outside, and you can go next to Janice if you want, or I can go next to Janice.
See, standing next to you, I look so damn small. I mean, I am, but like when I stand next to you, I look like a little child.
Yeah, it's gonna look weird if the big, tall, lanky guy is all the way on the outside. It's gonna look kind of strange.
Well,
I'm sure they'll tell us where you're gonna go. But Mickey Ferguson's kind of tall.
They're gonna make. Were you standing or sitting?
Standing. Yeah, I did bend down a little bit.
Really? Because that's usually a thing.
Yeah.
They usually adjust the chairs so that.
Yeah. So you sent me a story.
Yep.
About Joe Biden patting Prince Charles.
Can you believe that? My son. Because my son goes to school in the UK.
Yeah.
And we always talk about, we're constantly sending in the family thing, those rigid Brits.
Yeah.
So, like, he just sent me a thing today. A woman, an older woman, she's called the Pink Door Lady, and she was fined £20,000 for having a pink door, and it's like a light pink, it's not a hot pink. In her neighborhood, like it's like a homeowners association.
Wow.
20,000 because it was pastel pink. The Brits, they got their thing and they've had it for thousands of years and stuff. Yeah, but the Joe Biden thing was hysterical.
So not only Joe put his hand on Charles' back like you go first kind of thing.
It wasn't him to hit him on the butt.
Like, and Prince Charles did come out and say, totally cool.
Right.
And that's where, you know, when we talk about protocol as far as in social protocol.
Yeah.
I went to Mass earlier this week, and the sign of peace now is really kind of uncomfortable for a lot of people because of COVID.
Right.
Now people just kind of wave. I'm a handshaker, and I'm going to reach out my hand. I've only had one person put my hand out, and they went like this, and they would not put their hand out. I'm like, okay. But they used to shake my hand. The CDC came out late last week. We are more sick now, generally speaking, than we were pre-pandemic.
Right.
And one of the reasons is we don't have enough germs, and we're not touching each other, we're not handshaking, and we're purelling ourselves to death.
There's
a reason why a doctor who sees 20 flu people does not get the flu.
Right.
All I'm saying is it's an analogy, we're cleaning out our fish tank too much. There's stuff in there that needs to be in there. It needs to be good bacteria, bad bacteria.
I agree.
Continue to clean it out. And what we're getting too sterile as a society. And because of that, we're getting sicker and sicker. And now when we do get sick, we get really sick. Even like a simple cold can make you sick. Listen, you do whatever you want if you don't feel comfortable holding. Like I shook a hand with a guy at church the other morning, and he took his Purell out afterwards. And I'm like, dude, you just stuck your hand in the holy water bowl, and then touched your face with it. You're okay doing that, and that thing's pardon me, Jesus, that's a cesspool of germs. There's 3,000 people they could have just wiped their ear, they could have just wiped their ass, and they're sticking their hands in the water bowl, and you're doing that.
You know what it's like? So social norms, right? So Julie's Episcopalian, so we just watch. You all take the wafer and you're dipping the thing. And as a Jew, right? And this has got nothing to do with the ritual. Jewish person, like, are you kidding me?
We take the chalice and we have a napkin and we go like this. Turn it one time. If you're not one of the first four people that takes the blood of Christ, you're drinking after somebody else. This guy's going to put Purell in his hand after he shook my hand during the sign of peace. I'm like, what the hell? What are we doing? I mean, seriously, what are we doing? So we're going to talk about hugging, patting people on the back.
The write-up of it, too. The write-up, I think, was so great, which was President Biden has broke President Biden broke protocol.
Yeah.
Broke royal protocol.
Yes.
This is the words.
You just don't touch. Well, that's right.
That's exactly.
It wasn't that it was a show where you just don't touch him.
It was, he's not allowed to be touched. Right, exactly. And that was, to me, what was the funniest part, was it wasn't that Charles was okay with it. It was, he broke protocol, but King Charles said it was okay.
Do you think that's like a joke when he started dating that other gal when he was married to Princess Di, where she's like, is it okay if I touch you tonight? And he was like, sure.
Well, no, it's a real thing.
I know, but I mean, she's going to have to touch him, right?
Well, I wonder if the queen can touch the king. Yes, because when she was dating him, no, but now she's queen. So it's okay. So if you're queen, you can touch.
But if you're family, you can touch.
I think so.
Yeah, because I've seen his boys hug him.
Yeah, you can.
All right. We got to go. We'll be up 5, 6 in about 30, 35 minutes, something like that. Actually, closer than that.
Better hurry up. There's no traffic.
All right. Have yourself a fantastic day. Thanks for watching Curry and Claypool. Download the TKR app, TKR, through Android or Apple. We play classic rock and roll 24 hours a day at fantastic shows. We'll be on with Mark Ingram today for the UAB Director's Chair. I'm going to be asking about this Coach Fitz thing. Just the wonderful shows, the Damon Johnson Show, the Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. I go on and on and on. We got a show, Winter Rome with Stuart Rome, which is fantastic. We have shows with the Montgomery Food Bank. Great shows. Check them out. Livewire Wednesday, you know it. And watch us on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning. Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.